Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others. In the 1950s, if a family had a West Coast totem pole souvenir, chances are it was carved by Ellen Neal. She is the first woman known to have professionally carved totem poles. The Quagga Kewuk artist was born on November 14, 1916, in Alert Bay on the Inside Passage of Northern Vancouver Island. Her creative spirit was encouraged by her maternal grandfather, who strenuously taught her line work, old styles, stories, and dedication. Through her grandfather's education and hard work, she was carving and selling her work to Alert Bay tourists by the age of 12. And now in Nakota.
1950s kehanduwech ne chayndagu garbitsa yuhitsas ne Ellen Neal hijabize garitsats. Tin niwiyane wiyansa tugahah ne chayndagu garbi ze wupehti ze wazits. Hitsin ne kwa kwa ke wak. Ijabidne ham chazine newiane November 14, 1916 keha Alert Bay in Zin Northern Vancouver Island Zichu Zin Tominsats. It's in Newiane Ne Honguyeze Tongaksiduze Ze Dagu Ne dagu garcia ospekia na waningas to kin dagu garbizo na nangu wuh na biko hitsako wins ospekia na nin chain dagu garze zechu ne tungaksidu ospekizi it's in ne tungaksidu dagu garbon speki ne nangu pincia biko ze dohanina pincia na ne Alert Bay in non Tanuskan dago petohibis aginum basantina ze hansiha dagun ne chain garbne also peggy to yin chicha.
In 1938, she married Edward Neal, and in 1943, the family moved to Vancouver. After her husband fell ill, Ellen began carving in a workshop in Powell Street, carrying the financial burden of caring for her family. In the 1940s and 50s, women weren't allowed to carve totem poles. But that didn't stop Ellen, who carved and painted in her little workshop that eventually grew into a storefront business. By 1946, Ellen recruited her family to help make the small totem poles sold to tourists. One time she received an order for 2,000 poles from Hudson's Bay. Her husband cut out the blanks with a bandsaw. Ellen would carve them and her children painted them.
It's in 1938, Keha, Edward Neal, Ijabcha, Ichuakaha, in 1943, Zeha, Vancouver, Ta, Hitsi, Tia Bihna, Hitsin, Hitsiom, Zetin, Gitsinga, Zeyada, Hit, Duki Pin, Sisina, Sitsi, Hane, Wiene, Ake, Dagun, Chain, Dagugari, Kitsa, Gari, Incia, Hin, Ne, Powell Street, Tuhna, Hitsin, Ze, Dagugari, Zons, Ne, Chinjabi, Ye, Unchaknu, Hitsa, Hin, Dago Oros Opitona. It's in 1940s Geha, Nagu 1950s Geha, Ne Huyamis, Ne Chain Dago Garbne, O Kanchagi Juzabishin Chahin. It's Yaka Ne Huyanish Ne Peace, Dako Anam Tabishin, Ye Dagun Tanin Garbons Be Kiabiko, Na Dago Gari in Chiahna, Ahangia. Ne hopin tuntibitagi ne ta hit. It's in 1946 keha ze ne chinjabi ogiabitia dagugarne ze was bae apincia bihna dagugarje also pigitunsa hit. It's in Winjanange ne Hudson's Bay eunchagiagamne kukto boe num. Ena ne chanta gugarze hitsazina ginabihna upigiji tumi hin. Tsen gichingaze ne chanze maksaksa chos ne wiyane iye daugun chanze ndagugar na nangu chinjabizis ayub tungabisa hin.
As a speaker in 1948 at the Conference on Native Indian Affairs, Neal furthered her career and became an established artist. After the conference, the Parks Board gave her a studio in Stanley Park where she established Totem Art Studios. Ellen's talent and prolific output of poles helped to revive the traditional art form. Vancouver City Councilors presented totem poles to visiting dignitaries, including Queen Elizabeth II, actor and singer Bing Crosby, and actress Katharine Hepburn. Vancouver became known as Totem Land, and Ellen's work was collected internationally.
It's in 1948, the Conference on Native Indian Affairs, Totem Art Studio, It's in New Yane, Dagugarze, Dohomo Pihna, Tanin, Waningas, Dukin Garbizuna, Dagugarzahin. It's in Ne Vancouver, Hungabi, it's a Dagugarze, O Pigizi to me, na duer, Ne Minyasam, Idaha, Timani Hibitas, Ze, Dagugarze, Winchakubitahin. It's in Ne Wazi Dagukubize. Queen Elizabeth II Zehna, Nagu Bing Crosby Ihna, Nagu Katharine Hepburn Egyptians, it's in the Vancouver Data Chain Dagu Garbze, Zin Doha Nina Yetahin, it's in Newiane, Ne Dagu Garze, Ne Mankuchin, Widatangani, Duigasta Dagu Garze, Ne.
By 1960, at the age of 44, Ellen began losing weight and her sight. At times, she was too sick to work. Eventually, she was admitted into the hospital in January 1966 and died shortly afterwards on February 3rd. Ellen Neal played a crucial role in establishing Native arts as a way for Indigenous people to support their communities and continue their heritage. In 1985, the UBC Museum of Anthropology erected a totem pole they had commissioned from Neal in Stanley Park, where it was on display until September 2024. The pole is now on permanent display at the museum.
It's in 1960s. Keha, in Timnak Tonsa, Agit Tonsa Sampnichiha, in Nonahia Zayin Shahin, it's in Hunyagishin Chakoyahin, it's in Nohandu Hunyaga Hasduki Pinchi Singahin, Ahangya Wadantin. Ne sumia dagu ostin chihnu habichia ze togaha apinche ze hin muyane. It's in 1985 ke UBC Museum of Anthropology ze ne chain dagu garze gari kia bichna ze Stanley Park in yijih nebita hin. Ne ze cha in Dagugarze. Ne September 2024 ne ton sin yijihana. Sidahayo bihna ne museum chain zin yijih nebichats.